The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
It seems like a lot of people just can't hardly wait for war. From mainstream news media to even the best of alternative news sources, commentators, and pundits, everyone seems to be salivating at the idea of World War III. I find it interesting to note that during World War I, we didn't call it World War I because we didn't recognize it as the first of many. It was first called the European War, then American newspapers called it World War, and the British called it the Great War. Soldiers fighting and families left at home had no idea they were fighting World War I. Then it was FDR who first used the term World War II in 1941. But soldiers fighting and those at home didn't realize they were fighting World War II until Roosevelt named it that. But today, people seem so eager for World War III. Even regular everyday citizens seem giddy at the idea of World War III. It's on everyone's mind, and it seems virtually inevitable. As we look at current world events, it does appear that a war to engulf the globe has already been set in motion. Like wars we've seen in the past, alliances are being formed. The BRICS nations, consisting of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Ethiopia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates, have been in alliance since 2009. Also at that table, you could add North Korea, Iraq, Turkey, Syria, and Afghanistan. Western countries, which were formerly allies, are significantly less organized, and unfortunately, they're all facing great internal turmoil, economic depression, massive immigration problems, with people from enemy countries being welcomed in and catered to, for some reason, by their own governments. There is no doubt that what one might call the axis of evil nations today are much better prepared and propped up by self-proclaimed globalist New World Order elites than are countries like the United States, Britain, France, and even Germany. Western nations are literally being invaded by citizens from the axis of evil, and the Western nations are welcoming the invasions, supporting the invaders, and weakening all their defenses, from military to public infrastructure, seemingly on purpose. This isn't a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy fact. Here in the U.S., the city of Minneapolis now plays the Islamic call to prayer over city loudspeakers 5 times a day. The same happens in Michigan. Muslims who support the call of death to America now serve in local, state, and national governmental positions of power. Chinese nationals own much of the land in our nation and hold most of our debt. We rely on China for almost everything now, everything we buy and use, including pharmaceutical drugs and food supplies. On our college campuses, students have been brainwashed to prefer socialism over capitalism and are rallying against Israel and their own United States. And while the axis of evil nations are training their military for war, here in the U.S., our military focuses on recruiting homosexuals and transgenders and invests tax dollars on transgender transitioning drugs and surgeries. Using the proper pronouns, re-educating those who don't agree with these agendas, and training recruits to submit to an increasingly woke mindset. For years now, we've heard about Chinese military training in Mexico and Central America. In just the past couple of years, we've learned the Chinese military is also training in Canada, just a stone's throw away from our U.S. borders. We've seen video footage of Chinese container ships converted to ballistic missile launchers and loaded with ammunition just off our western seacoast. Not to mention the millions of military-aged single men, all from hostile nations, crossing our borders, some even stating openly that they're here on a military mission. We've also seen the self-proclaimed elites, the New World Order globalists, spending enormous amounts to construct underground bunkers for themselves here in the U.S. and around the world. They're stockpiling food and supplies for themselves, and they've been doing that for at least the last year or so. Obviously, they believe something big is on the horizon, and they're preparing. But meanwhile, when the average American patriot suggests that we should all be prepping for coming disaster, we're labeled once again as conspiracy theorists, right-wing wackos, and worse, by the mainstream media, on social media, and by the ignorant general public. The last presidential election here in this country deepened the tremendous amount of division among our citizenry. any thinking person can easily examine and analyze what took place and come to the obvious conclusion that the election was blatantly stolen, regardless of what George Soros-funded legislators, district attorneys, and attorneys general will pronounce publicly. And so there are many ignorant souls out there today who really do believe the last election was completely legitimate, despite overwhelming evidence that we're now a banana republic ruled by tyrants bent on the destruction of our own nation. That being said, there's no doubt that this year's election will be the most significant ever in American history. And along with that will come more division, more hatred, more rioting, burning, and devastation from the left. But this time, American patriots will likely rise up as well, rather than continuing to bow to the one-sided rule of law. Patriots aren't going to let what happened last time happen again. They won't stand for it. They won't allow it. So this year, leading up to November, but especially afterwards, is going to be one of chaos and war within our borders, among our own people. When the foreign enemies who've now been settled in and well-funded and supplied by the regime in power get involved, it's not going to be good. America is at its weakest point in history right now. It's only going to grow weaker once the fighting begins within our borders. And when that happens, we'll be ripe for the picking of those foreign enemies in and outside our borders, who are, even right now as I speak, training for a specific operation, World War III. I'd urge you not to be so quick to wish World War III upon us, because it's not going to be anything like you can imagine now. If you're thinking of a Red Dawn scenario, where a few bands of patriotic vigilantes can camp out in the woods and win our freedom back with a few shotguns, you're just plain clueless. When it happens, patriots are going to be up against the most sophisticated weaponry in the world. I'm not just talking about night vision goggles here. I'm talking drone technology, the likes of which you and I have no idea. I'm talking about infrared heat cameras that can locate and pinpoint human beings hiding anywhere, and weapons that can eliminate them, fired by enemy combatants on the other side of the world. So imagine losing your electricity. Rolling blackouts are already going on in parts of our country and will only grow worse as the regime continues to press its net zero agenda under the false narrative of climate change. No power, no water, no food in the stores, no communications, no phones, no internet. Cars will not operate, electric or otherwise. Local police and sheriff departments will be no match for hordes of foreign enemies marching on our land with operational tactical vehicles. Even our military will be no match for these enemies. And the thing is, the enemies are already here, embedded in cities and towns, large and small, all across the United States. Thousands more are being welcomed in daily, even as they're encouraged to vote for Biden when they get here, so the border can remain open. During World War II, our nation came together, united as one. Our people at home sacrificed, rationed things, bought war bonds, scrimped and saved on everything to support our faithful soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. But today, our nation is so divided and deliberately divided, there will be no national unity. Amid the world war, we'll also be fighting one another in a new civil war, and a house divided against itself cannot stand. I'm sorry to say, friends, we've already lost this battle. By being so passive, by allowing things like the stolen election of 4 years ago to stand, by allowing the rioting and devastation of groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa to happen with no pushback, our police officers ordered to stand down and let them burn it all down, even by standing by and doing nothing as the statues and monuments of our American history and heritage were removed from public, and by allowing political dissidents of the regime to be persecuted and jailed while most of us did nothing, we have invited the coming tragedy upon ourselves. It's our own fault. We should be, right now, weeping and mourning and repenting in sackcloth and ashes, begging God's forgiveness for our personal sins and our national sins. Such a thing would begin in the churches across this land, but alas, the churches have also been overtaken by the socialism and communism of the social justice movement. Pastors, who have so much power available to them, if only they had an ounce of courage to use it, have refused to stand against the evil, and therefore their followers have refused to stand for anything. Most Americans today have no idea what the Word of God says, no idea who Jesus Christ is, and certainly no idea the horrors that await them when their comfort, luxury, and ease are suddenly removed, and they're faced with starvation, famine, and the loss of every single thing they've put their trust and security in this world. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. There's no political solution to all this, so don't count on Donald Trump to save you or our country. There's one Savior, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Judgment begins first in the house of the Lord, and I dare say it'll be Christians who are eliminated first as our enemies overtake us, from within and from without, because most today are Christians in name only. Their fire insurance faith will not spare them from what's about to happen. Instead, after horrific and violent deaths, most will stand before the Lord only to hear the words, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you." Could it be that I'm dead wrong on all these things? Well, I can tell you that I'm 100% right on much of what I've stated here. I've told you about the global conspiracy facts, not theories. Of course, there's much we don't know yet and won't know until it plays out. But is there a chance God might spare this nation and heal our land? Of course, but it would require God's professing people to take 2 Chronicles 7:14 seriously and put out an urgent clarion call all across this land. It would take an enormous concerted effort on the part of pastors and churches and the people in the pews humbling themselves before Almighty God while there's still time. Sadly, I'm not going to hold my breath on that. Americans are too consumed with comfort and ease, too self-absorbed to take the Word of God seriously. They're busy planning their next vacation, busy with their sports and entertainment. They have no time for God, certainly no intention to humble themselves, pray, seek God's face, and turn from their wicked and selfish ways. The soldiers in World War I didn't know they were fighting World War I when it was happening. Those in World War II didn't know it was World War II when it began. But there will be no doubt when World War III goes hot. It truly will be the war to end all wars. Friends, those of you who will, be in prayer for this nation. Be in prayer for those you love. I believe God will protect and provide for those who are truly His, but none of us will escape persecution. I urge you to draw close to God today and bring as many souls with you as you can. Our time is growing short, and we have but one Savior. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com and ask for message number 428.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.